It's 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon at Decalia Youth Club in southeastern Cyprus, and the centre's filling up with young people from across the garrison. Decalia's in the Mediterranean island's eastern sovereign base area, a part of Cyprus which has remained under British jurisdiction since the creation of an independent Republic of Cyprus in 1960. The station's home to around 300 British families, and many children from the base attend the youth centre. It's a thriving meeting place for young people, with facilities including a cafe, computer suite and games consoles. But as well as offering fun activities for their downtime, the club provides teenagers with a chance to engage in valuable community work, notably a peer mentoring scheme.
My name is Matt Forbach. I'm the youth worker for Decalia Station. Peer mentoring at Decalia Youth Centre is an opportunity for some of our older young people to provide guidance and support to some of their younger peers, really, and pass on some of their knowledge so they can really relate and build a really sort of strong relationship with that person and person that they respect.
Last October, Matt took a group of senior members on a residential course in the Trudos Mountains. The two-day programme introduced the youngsters to the concept of peer mentoring. 15-year-old Stacey Hallisey was delighted to be invited onto the course.
I was originally a senior member, and then Matt asked me if I wanted to take part in this mentoring session. So we all went up to Trudos and I got to pick my mentees and we pulled them out of a hat. It's younger kids, 13-year-olds, come into the youth centre and say they want to work with the little kids on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We take them in and train them how to work with the little kids, different scenarios and what they do within the youth club.
Stacey devotes a lot of her time to the peer mentoring programme, as well as juggling a busy school life as she approaches her final exams. So what motivates a 15-year-old girl to give up her time to help others in this way?
Partly the job that I want to do when I'm older, which is a youth worker, but then when I come here I have so much fun, I just want to do it again. I went into it because I knew what the job was about. I think they just take my experience because I tell them what should be done and how it should be done, and they just learn from me what I've been doing in the past.
Peer mentoring is a technique that's not only been used in youth centres, but also in prisons, schools and workplaces all over the world. In inner city areas, it's helped tackle problems such as gang violence and drug addiction. While the young people in Decalia are lucky enough to live in a generally safe and supportive environment where crime is minimal, peer mentoring still has a valuable part to play, according to youth worker Matt Forbach.
One of the factors that affects them is that they're isolated, really, from a lot of the different sort of initiatives that go on back in the UK. So they don't always get the sort of full opportunity that their peers do have. But it's by taking advantage of opportunities like senior membrane that these sort of do broaden their horizons.
But peer mentoring does have its limitations. Critics of the system insist that little is known of the nature of peer mentoring relationships and that there are few consistent studies indicating the outcomes of peer mentoring. But Stacey believes this kind of mentoring can actually be more efficient than traditional teacher-pupil style coaching.
I think it could be more effective because younger kids listen to their own age group is more than they listen to adults, other teenagers. They tend to follow what the older teenager is doing.
Stacey's dedication to mentoring her peers has won her the respect of senior officers within the British Forces Cyprus community, and she's gained a series of awards for her work. Lieutenant Colonel Pat Burns is the station commander of Decalia Station.
I get around to most events, I see Stacey quite often, and she's always at the forefront of the group, you know, leading by example, and the mentoring she's done with the younger children, it really, really brings them on. It gives them somebody to look up to. Well, Stacey's, you know, an example of a girl who knows where she wants to go in life. She knows what she's got to do to achieve that, and she's prepared to show the commitment and do things for others at this young stage of life.
Back at the youth centre, the mentoring goes on under the supervision of youth worker Matt, who's thrilled to have someone like Stacey on board as a well-liked, well-respected member of this small, unique community.
Stacey's an absolutely outstanding senior member. She really gets involved in her community, gives up a lot of her time and has made a real firm commitment. But as well as that, she's brought real skills to the youth centre. She's got a natural ability with young people to understand their needs and to sort of deliver to those needs as well.
And Stacey's happy to report the benefits she's gained from being involved in the youth centre, as she says it's not only her mentees that have been steered in the right direction.
I would have got different influences and I would have done different things and I wouldn't be where I am today, making the right choices. I don't tend to do like different stuff like what my friends do. I tend to go in the different direction and do what I think is right.
This is Emily Slater for Deutsche Welle Radio in Cyprus.